Okay, problems with the crops themselves. We've discussed some of these. Ecological disturbance, because the crops might escape and change the local flora and fauna. We've done a very big experiment, deliberate farm-scale experiment in this country with a number of genetically modified crops, right? Comparing genetic modified crops treated in the way that they have to be treated with normal crops treated in the way that they have to be treated, okay? And in for one of the three crops, okay, there were found differences in flora and fauna, okay? In other words, the flowers and the insects and the birds that grew and flourished around the genetically modified fields were different from the others, okay? But interestingly, the reason that they were different, okay, was because of the pesticides that were used, okay? Because on the genetically modified crops, which were pesticide resistant, okay, they used different levels of a different pesticide, okay, from the other crops. It was all down to the pesticide, okay? It wasn't actually down to the crop at all. It was the way it was grown. Okay? So changing local flora and fauna in the fields that we're actually growing them in, or escape. You know, and the problems that people have there is, okay, could these genes escape from the plant to a relative? Okay? Could they contaminate organic crops? As you know, in this country, organic crops have to be free of genetic modification. Could they contaminate organic crops? Okay, and this is affected by two scientific considerations, really. Okay, is the pollen from the GM crops spread by wind or by insects? Okay, and that will determine how far it goes. Okay, in general, wind spread goes less far than insect spread. Insects can fly further than pollen can move on wind. Okay, and of course, are there any relatives of these particular plants actually growing, what we would call as weeds? Okay, so weedy relatives. And of course, as far as maize is concerned, right, maize is a crop from the New World. Okay, there are no relatives of maize growing in this country. Okay. Okay, and finally, and perhaps this weighs heaviest with some people, there are the global issues. Okay, who is it who is selling us genetically modified food? And the answer is large monopoly multinational corporate companies. Okay, so the growth of multinational monopolies and their power is perhaps something which people disagree with and perhaps fear. Okay? It is in the interest of those multinational monopolies to encourage industrialized agriculture as it is practiced here in Europe and the United States. And there are people who say that industrialized agriculture is not appropriate for other countries. Okay? So there are big arguments about whether small-scale subsistence farming in communities as practiced traditionally in Africa and many countries in Southeast Asia isn't actually better for those communities than the industrialized agriculture that we have in this country. Okay? And then there's an ethical point. Okay? Because these things are grown, they're grown to make foods, and the foods are made to make profit. Okay? This is the whole spread of global materialism, which is what the protests over the G8 summit next week are going to all be about, aren't they? They're going to be about the spread of globalization, the export of economic rules from the developed world to the underdeveloped world. Okay, and then whether those being transferred to the developed world, to the developing world, are the right thing for those countries. Is it right for them to get into debt? Right? Wouldn't it be much better if we gave them money or gave them resources or actually went and worked with them rather than just throwing money at the problem? Okay, so there's this wider matter. It's all caught up with this, the ethics of global materialism. Now, there's plenty of room there for you to talk about things which have nothing to do with biology at all. Okay, and I hope when reflecting in this subject, you won't get too worried about the biology, but you'll think about the wider aspects, because I think they're very important. But there we'll finish for today. Thank you very much for listening.